May 1st, 2022, Reno one-day retreat to celebrate May 2nd. After group meditation, everybody goes for a walk, during which they sing bhajans together. One of the ashagan, who is typically more reserved, starts dancing, and everybody laughs and has a good time. And Sat makes the following comment about laughter.
Anybody laughs, the mind doesn't exist. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
I noticed it because I said, I don't.
Yes. I want to be a star student.
Lying sometimes can be our, to our help.
Yes.
To our rescue. This is
yes.
In there.
Yes.
Case like this with, you know, all the community.
Yes.
They do it because they're told that they can do it.
Yes. Well, again, like I said, the mind is empty. You can get direction from Maya or you can get direction from inner prompting. But it's you. It appears to be from the mind. It's a thought. But the quality of the thought is different. The quality of ego mind is fear, hesitation, self-preservation, and limitation. The quality of the mind that has been dipped in the heart and became familiar with that inner life is inspiring, is encouraging, is unlimited at some cases, I'm not saying completely, because the body is still is there. And so, yes, it is two sides to the mind. One is pure mind, one is a polluted mind. And I think what is happening with us, we have trained the polluted mind by stop meditation to not be the predominant orderer, the one that orders. As a thinker, we have settled down into our reality. What has happened is now the mind that was polluted reminds you, you can do it. Do trust meditation. Do omnipresent meditation. Where before, it would refuse it because pity party was somehow sadistically went agreeably to the thinker. And I say that they are more in shape, they really have more confidence. That's what amounts to have more confidence. It's like when, how many of you, when we go together for a walk, you say, today I feel like I can do anything. I'm capable of to doing anything that I didn't think I could do. And that brings expansion in the physical realm instead of closing up. When I say childlike, what I'm really saying is let's put our hesitation aside and just be a free spirit. Really, literally free your spirit and don't try to hold it tight. I don't think if there is any scripture that they say aspirants should do certain things that makes them more rigid and makes them more dry. I would say that's not the word of God. You cannot bottle up unlimited. So in this way, our approach to life and God is very different than other approach that religion has. Religion is for those that have very violent character. And they want to keep him under the fear of God. But that's going to backfire. If you ask many, many people that are gone really bad, you find out they were religious people. I'm not putting religious down. I'm putting representation of the religious down. Otherwise, I am completely acceptance of all the prophets and all the people that sacrifice their material life for leading people. But I'm talking about mullahs and priests and pundits and...
Jesus says he can move mountains. Is that referring to that?
Yes. Yes.
The potential of the human being.
Yes. And it doesn't mean the physical realm. When he says you can move the mountain, means you know the quality of the material life as being a dream. Then you can see through it. It's not so hard and real for you. You know, the difference between your consciousness between now and before was that we lived by hearsay. We lived because somebody said this is the way to live, or our parents dictated. Now, because everything has gone ups and down and it doesn't have that stability that we thought it is, and we know the quality of it, now we have released this pre-wheeled type of living. And now we are living not only under the grace, but being present. Being present. We hear ourselves laugh. We hear ourselves talk. Because there is no entity willing to talk or willing to laugh. It's just spontaneously the impression of living happens. I hope you can follow me. It's really a magnificent way of living compared to what we thought we were, what the life we thought it was, what the family meant. All of that becomes one chain of release. Well, one chain of release, that was fun.
Is that why it becomes so enjoyable?
Yeah. For any of you, since you've been here, the bazaar penetrate, I would say try harder. Because it should not be any bazaar. Or memory of who you were before you walked in. And it happens automatically. You don't have to put effort. That's the power of satsang. You are really, each one of us, at this very moment, I can promise you, you're keeping your own company. You're keeping the company of silence. I'd like to share something else that just came to me. You know, when we started from the house, we were on asphalt. Then we went on gravel. Then we went on the rocks. Then we went up the hill and down the hill. Just symbolically take this as life. Now, Look at it this way. On the asphalt, we sang. On the gravel, we were silence. On the rocks, we keep silence. On the rocks, we told the story and laughed. We didn't even know what was under our feet. So when we go through life, it will show a different pavement and different ground under us. This is the beauty of keeping the company of yourself, the joy of your Ananda, that you won't even notice what was under your feet, whether it was hard or easy, or no thought of any sort penetrates to that. So that was just a parable to remember how to walk through life by keeping good company, by keeping satsang, by keeping silence, and by laughter. This is the sum total of life.
What is the breakfast thing?
The breakfast would be to feed what needs to walk.